Well, good afternoon, sports fans. This is Branson Reese. I'm going to be calling some action today with Kenny Moore.
Good afternoon, Branson.
Well, we're down on the banks of the Pisgah, on the Pigeon River, watching Tuscola and Pisgah. Kenny, last week Tuscola started the first game on Wednesday. And it was almost like two wins Wednesday. We start off with a tough opponent in Inca that's tough year in and year out with a 2-1 victory. And it's also a conference victory. So
that's
that
a big one. That's a, you know, this shapes up to be another game just like that Inca ball game, Branson. These are two very good teams, and both of them excellent pitchers right here, you know. So this should be another barn burner. We called it the other day. We said it'd be a low-scoring pitchers game, and it was. And today you've got Jordan Kielsen again for the Tuscola Mountaineers, and then you've got Madison Whitted, both seniors, both experienced, both really good pitchers. So this should be shape up to be a low-scoring pitchers duel again today.
This is the first time I've got to watch Madison pitch, and so I'm excited about getting to see this. So, but Friday, Tuscola was on the road again to North Henderson, and they picked up a 19-0 victory over there. Melody Hanna pitched a great game, and from the sounds of it, everybody got in on the hitting action.
That, you know, coming off that Inca game, you know, thought maybe there's a little flat, but they come out, you know, playing hard, playing good. So, and then again today, you know, you're playing one of the top-rated teams in Western North Carolina, just like you did Inca. So
that's true.
You know, you got to be up for every ball game this year.
You have to come well prepared and ready. But to be honest with you, when the bus pulled in, I could have sworn I heard Willie Nelson's on the road again, because Tuscola has yet to play at home. We've played three games on the road.
And, you know, you're 2-0, so don't we can't complain, can
no,
we?
No. You want to have a good road record just like you have a good home record. So, first off, I'm going to read off Pisgah's starting lineup for today. Leading off for the Lady Sugar Bears will be Madison Brown. Hitting second for the Sugar Bears will be Reagan Lunsford. Hitting third for Pisgah will be Madison Whitted. Hitting fourth will be Jordan Taylor. Hitting fifth for Pisgah will be Carter Gibson. Hitting sixth will be Paige Griffith. Hitting seventh will be Macy Henson. Hitting eighth, Lauren Cook. And ninth will be Lily Inslee. How's Tuscola?
All right. Leading off today for the Lady Mountaineers, number 16, Savannah Buchanan. She'll be at shortstop. Batting second, number 7, Heather Carver. She'll be catching. Number 31 will be batting third, Melody Hanna. She'll be at second base. Batting in the fourth spot, Sarah Arrington, number 8. She's at first base today. 26, batting fifth, Faith Robinson at center field. Number 14, Madison Brooks in right field, batting sixth. Number 34, number 7, Jordan Kielsen. She'll be in the circle doing the pitching today for the Mountaineers. Batting eighth, number 2, McKenna Keeling. She's in left field. And batting ninth, number 11, Ellie Harris. She'll be at third base.
That sounds like about the same lineup that they went with on Wednesday against Inca, but maybe a couple little different, you know, spots moved up. One of the girls moved here, one moved there. But, you know, I kind of feel like Tuscola's not really caught fire, but I think they're starting to get a little bit on a roll maybe. And, you know, today will be a tale of tales.
She just, I think, Coach Gibbs tweaked the lineup just a little bit, you know, and I think, you know, just move the batting order around just a little bit. That's early game, early season stuff. You have to do that, you know, figure out where you're at.
You have to do it. You really have to do it. But there again, it's also a big rivalry game. It's right off the bat. You're playing Pisgah. It's a rivalry game that you've circled on the calendar ever since. You know, you try it out, you know, and it's just a big game. It's Boston versus the Yankees. It's, you know, San Francisco versus, you know, Dallas, or even
yes,
even Redskins versus Dallas. And the way I like to look at it is WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. I mean, it's that big.
Always a rivalry when these two meet. And last year, the first game we played down here against the Sugar Jets, and Madison Whitted pitched that game. She had an outstanding game. I think she had two triples in that game also. She was on her game in that one, and Melody Hanna pitched that game and had a good game. But, you know, it was just one of those days, and that Madison was on it. Then they came up to Tuscola. Jordan Kielsen pitched that game, and she just pitched lights out. She shut down the Pisgah Bats. Madison, we did pitch that game too, but the Lady Mountaineers come out on top of that one. So they split last year, and it looks to be two good games again this year before it's all said and done.
It does look like it's going to be a good one. I kind of feel like that they're going to start Jordan this game, and the next game they'll probably start Melody Hanna. Just depend on how, I guess, Coach Gibbs decides how she's wanting to rotate her pitchers and everything. We'll sort of give them a little bit of rest because the next week there's going to be probably three games, you know, weather depending.
Weather depending. We don't have any stats on that second game against North Henderson, but now in that first game against Stinko, that went extra innings, went 8 innings, 2-1 ball game. Maya Smith, that pitched for the Sugar Jets, she pitched all 8 innings. She had 10 strikeouts, gave up 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 runs. And Jordan Kielsen pitching for the Lady Mountaineers, she pitched all 8 innings, had 5 strikeouts, 4 hits, 2 walks, and gave up 1 run. So that's just the way the ball played. We came out on top 2-1. So,
like you said, we're looking at this game to be kind of like the Inky game from last week. It's going to be a pitcher's duel.
We had 3 hits in that game against Inca. Melody Hanna was 2-for-4, 2 singles. She drove in the go-ahead run in the 8th inning. Savannah Buchanan was 1-for-3 with a walk, and she had the other single. That was only 3 hits. We managed off a good pitcher from Inca that day.
That was Maya Smith. She was on her game last Wednesday, and I have a feeling this one's going to pan out to be another low-scoring game, possibly three hits on each team. It's just going to depend on, you know, which pitcher makes the first mistake, and the other team jumps on them with the bat.
You're right. Mistakes, that'll probably be the difference in that ball game. It was just like that Inca ball game. I think they had 3 errors in that game. We only had 1. And that one run, that was the difference in the ball game.
That was a big difference in the game. Looks like it's going to be a partly cloudy day. It's probably roughly high 50s. It's not as bad as it was last week for our first game, here, but it's panning out to be
a beautiful afternoon for softball today. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. So,
of course, this game was originally scheduled for tomorrow, and because of the impending weather, they moved it today. And it's a good call because today is this is a beautiful afternoon right now.
It is beautiful, and Pisgah is going to be wearing their all whites today with the black underarmers and the black socks. It's going to be white uniforms, and the Bears are in red with a black outline. Tuscola is going to be wearing the all-black pants with the yellow piping down the side, the yellow jersey with the black Tuscola with an outline of white and a black Under Armour shirt. So I think both teams have taken the field, Kenny, and they're getting ready to start to call the starting lineup out. So, and I'll go ahead and give a mention, too. Our baseball team's kind of on the roll, too. They're 2-0.
Yeah, they've played 2 good ball games. One of them in frigid cold, I understand.
It was Wednesday night, the night that we played Inca. They played them as well. They were down in the bottom of the 7th and came back to win 5-4. And then Friday they had to go to Inca to play. And our pitching was hot, as so was our bats, which we end up winning that game 15-0. And so we're on a 2-0 roll with our baseball team as well. They're today traveling to North Henderson.
Yeah,
so
I hope we can keep it up.
It's looking good right now for all our Tuscola spring sports. I know our soccer team started off with a win last week as well.
Right.
So everything's looking good for the spring, looking up for the spring for Tuscola.
While we're here, before we get on started with the game, we want to remind everyone, if you want to see the complete broadcast schedule for the Tuscola girls and boys, we'll be carrying 9 boys baseball games this year, 9 softball games. You can go to www.wptlradio.net, pull up, click on sports, and it'll give you the full broadcast schedule. Tell all your friends if they want to listen to this on air, it's go to your app store, download Tuscola Sports Radio, and you can pick up this game, softball or baseball, you know, just about anywhere. So be sure and tell your friends, you know, anybody wants to tune in, and the more the merrier, right,
more Branson? The merrier, more the merrier. You're exactly right. Coaches are meeting at home plate right now, discussing, going over the lineups, and the umpires are giving their final, I guess, what to do and what not to do, and who to come out to address, I guess, a situation.
You know what I love about, you know, doing this and being around it is Coach Heidi Morgan for the Pisgah Sugar Bears and Coach Tara Gibbs for Tuscola. I can remember when they were both little bitty girls playing softball in the leagues. Now here they are, head coaches, you know, at the high school, and just gives you a good feeling.
It does. It really does. And we've got a lot to look forward to this year with these like I said, these girls, there's 8 seniors on this team this year for Tuscola, and I'm counting, I believe, 5. There's 5 seniors for Pisgah this year. So hopefully, as they say, these girls, you know, they've been in it for the last 4 years. You know, they should be led.
You're right. These are 2 senior-laden teams, boy. I tell you, all these girls, both on Pisgah's team and Tuscola, have played together basically 4 years. This is their 4th year together. So, you know, they've got the experience.
Pisgah's actually split pretty good. They have, I'm counting, 4 seniors, and looks like they've got, like, 5 juniors and 3 sophomores. So they're getting some good play out of their sophomores this year,
oh,
too.
Yes.
So they'll be ready to go.
Everybody, looks like we're getting umpires, got the instructions given to the coaches, and I think we're
both teams are meeting,
getting ready for our national anthem.
This afternoon's game features the Mountaineers of Tuscola High School versus your Bears of Pisgah High School. And now for the lineups. First, for the visiting Mountaineers.
Calling out the lineups right now.
Leading off and playing shortstop, number 16, Savannah Buchanan.
Leading off will be Savannah for Tuscola.
Batting second and catching.
You know, going back to the pitchers, I think, Branson, it's sort of, you know, we'll see early on whichever pitcher's in the groove today, you know, whoever's, you know, on their game. And I think that's going to be a big difference, and you can tell right off early on how they're throwing. So
yeah, and it's going to come down to the catchers too, calling a great game, framing up every pitch, getting whatever call they can get. And
well, you know, you're right there, and I think we've got one of the best catchers on the Tuscola Lady Mountaineers that anywhere around in Heather Carver.
We do.
I think I got to thinking, you know, about our game with Inca. I think there was one ball got by her, went to the fence that whole nine.
And I don't think, and there was nobody on base at that time when it got by. So it was, you know, we weren't hurt. We weren't hurt there.
Yeah, she's just experienced and does just such a great job back there behind the plate. You know, I think it gives your pitcher confidence too.
It does.
She knows, you know, when she's throwing, she's got her back there.
Yeah. And then when Coach Gibbs, you know, Coach Gibbs, when it works, it, you know, it's Coach Gibbs relaying, you know, she's got to do her job, understand what these girls, their strong points, and try to catch them off guard, trying to throw them, you know, whether it's, you know,
a
fastball, rise ball, change up, anything to throw them off their game. So they have to be ready to go.
Yeah, you're right.
Leading off and catching today.
Pisgah's one injured player out there. She's not dressed out, but and I don't know exactly who that is, but she's with a cast on her foot.
Yeah. Wearing the boot out to the ball field.
And pitching is number 6, Madison Witted. Batting fourth and
this
playing third base is
you know,
12,
Pisgah in the last probably 10 to 12 years has always they've always been strong. You know, they've got a state championship within those 10 years. And, you know, these girls stay together. You know, there's two schools, you know, feed into to Pisgah, Bethel Middle School and Canton Middle School.
And
it's kind of funny because Bethel Middle School usually have their travel team, and it'll be all of, you know, Bethel, and then Canton will have a travel team, and it's all of Canton. And they don't do nothing but get strong.
Right. Well, you know, it's like we were saying, you play Pisgah, you play Inca, you're playing two of the best teams in the state year in and year out. So, you know, they're always tough.
The head coach for the Bears is Heidi Morgan, assisted by Megan Woods, Jacob Morgan.
Well, we're getting ready to step away for a commercial break, and they're going to play the national anthem. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, and we'll be right back.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in North Carolina learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, Kenny, well, the national anthem's been played. Pisgah's in the field. Savannah Buchanan staring down Madison Whitted as she's taking her warm-up pitches. And what else is there left to do, Kenny?
Play ball.
Play ball. Exactly right. Beautiful day here in Canton. Partly cloudy skies, no wind. Flag is laying straight down.
Leading off the top of the first inning. So, number 16, Savannah Buchanan.
It's going to be a wonderful day. Savannah had a great, great game last week, Wednesday, when we called from the radio. She let it up. I let it in Friday, getting well again. So we'll see if she can.
She's a contact hitter. She will definitely, you know, put the bat on the ball somewhere. That's the first three batters, especially for the Lady Mountaineers. You can just about be assured, you know, they will put the bat on the ball somewhere.
Savannah Buchanan taking a look at Coach Gibbs, seeing for her call, what signs she's wanting her to start off with.
Madison Whitted has a variety of pitches. You know, I remember from last year, she can throw rise ball, change up real well, fastball real well.
Savannah starting off with a ball against Madison Whitted. That was pretty low, Kenny. I think she was real close to getting the kneecap right there on that one, to getting a strike. Madison in the windup. Called strike that time. Now
starts off two fastballs. She'll get her bearings, gets settled down.
Count now 1-1 on Savannah Buchanan. Madison Whitten, look it up. Wind up. Good foul ball by Savannah down the right third base line. down on the count, 1-2 now. Top of the first inning, score tied 0-0. Madison stepping back in the squared circle, looking for a pitch, seeing what she likes. Wind up coming. Ball on the outside. Count now 2-2 on Savannah Buchanan.
Savannah has a great eye for the ball. She's not going to go after anything bad.
Another foul ball by Savannah. The count will stay 2-2. On deck for the Lady Mountaineers will be Heather Carver. Madison Witted taking a look at her sign, starting her wind up. Good hit, solid hit, shortstop. Got her out at first. Good solid hit by Savannah, but right at the shortstop.
Up next, number seven.
Next we
Heather
have
Carver.
Heather Carver up for the Lady Mountaineers. Heather's been hitting the ball really solid well, and she is their catcher. And I tell you, she's going to be hard to replace, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Like we were talking about earlier, the way she plays back there, she will be very hard to replace.
First pitch fouled off against the backstop. Madison Witted now with a strike. Heather Carver with an 0-1 count. Heather taking a look. Tara Gibbs on the call on the sign for next pitch. Madison Witted starting to wind up. Ball was in the dirt. Count now 1-1 with one out in the top of the first inning. Heather, I tell you what, Heather, she gets down, there's a lot of pitches she don't take that I'd be swinging at, Kenny.
I don't see, I'm like.
Good solid hit, right at center fielder. Heather absolutely hit the stitches off that, but it was right at the center fielder come running in for a great play.
She did. She hit that ball well. She got all of it.
Number 31, Melody Hannah.
Next up for the Lady Mountaineers will be Melody Hannah. Melody will be playing second base today. She's another one that hit the ball well the first game, and then Friday she hit the ball as hard as it's been, I guess. Took a ball for the first pitch. Took a sign from Coach Terry Gibbs. Step back in the box. Madison starting to wind up. Good solid hit by Melly Hannah, but right at the right fielder.
Two good solid hits, but like you said, right at somebody. So,
man,
we put the bat on the ball real well that inning, though.
We made contact. There was no strikeouts, which is a good thing. It means they're swinging. They're not afraid to swing and hit the ball. So. Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll, and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. Well, Kenny, we hit the ball solid the first top of the half inning, but
that's a good sign, though. We hit the ball well, you know, put the two solid hits right there off of Madison Witted. So if we keep that off the whole ball game, then, you know, they'll start dropping sooner or later.
They will. Find a couple of holes maybe, and maybe we've got to get some runs. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Runs are going to be very crucial. Madison Witted, she's
we'll see how Jordan feels today if she's – I know last year in that second game when they played at Tuscola, she was pumped. She was ready for that ball game, and she just pitched, like I said, lights out in that one. But so we hope she's on it today.
Well, and, you know, and another thing, too, Tuscola-Pisgah is always a big matchup, whether, you know, you're from Pisgah or Tuscola. But for Jordan, it means a little bit more.
Right.
You know, she played her first 2 years. She played over here in Canton for Pisgah, and then she transferred up to Tuscola.
Leading off the bottom of the first, number one, Madison Brown.
Tuscola girls meeting around the pitcher's mound, getting Jordan ready, psyching her up. Jordan has her, looks like a little ritual where she walks around the circle and gets ready and pumped and licks her fingers and gets ready to throw some fire. Starting her wind up. Starting off with a squared up bunt. Foul ball, strike one. Madison Brown went for a bunt and it rolled foul. So she's stepping back in the box. Heather Carver giving a pitch to Jordan as she starts her windup. Went for a rise ball for ball one. Count now 1-1 in the bottom of the first.
Madison Brown here, the catcher from Pisgah. Remind you, Heather Carver, they're not real big.
They're not. Jordan starting with
great pitch right there on the inside corner, boy.
Count now 1-2 on Madison Brown. Jordan is, she looks like she's on her game like she was Wednesday. Well, and she got strong as the game went on. Tried to make her chase one down low and outside.
Good pitch.
It was a good pitch.
She didn't go after it, though.
Count now 2-2 on Madison Brown. Jordan starting her wind up. Strong hit. Foul ball.
That just barely foul.
That was real close. I believe that one went foul probably about a foot in front of the bag, which was good. It's good for Tuscola because it got on down the line. It probably meant extra bases. Madison stepping back in the box. Jordan starting her wind up. Low and outside again. Count now 3-2.
They're good pitchers. They're around the plate, just a little low.
Jordan taking her call. Losing the first batter on the ball.
Up next, number two. Reagan.
Madison Brown gets the walk to first. Next up we have Reagan Lunsford. That one was just a little bit close, Kenny. I thought she might swing at that.
She just didn't chase it. Jordan's throwing well, though. She'll get in the groove here in a minute.
Reagan Lunsford squaring up to bunt, fouling it off. Runner having to go back to first base. So Jordan starting off with a 0-1 count. Madison Lunsford for the Sugar Bears. She's a junior. Squared the bunt again, went foul. Now Jordan's way ahead in the count, 0-2 with no outs. Runner still at first, Madison Brown.
Yeah, she can come with something different here now. She's not throwing an off-speed pitch yet, so this will be a good time right here.
Jordan starting to wind up. Oh, that was really close.
She's just bringing it and telling him, here it is.
Jordan with a little half-caught grin, thinking that she was going to get that call, but the umpire did not see it that way. Same pitch again. That one was just a little bit outside. Now count is 2-2.
Yeah, she's just a little on the outside corner. Not much. That's about three pitches just in the same spot. Oh, beautiful.
Got a nice swing right there in the miss. Jordan with a nice strikeout right there for the first out. Kept the runner on first. Madison Witted up to bat now for the Lady Sugar Bears. Jordan Kielsen doing her little ritual, walking around the squared circle. Starting her wind up. Starting her off with a ball. That was a little high and outside, Kenny.
I don't think she's playing around the plate. She's not going to give them nothing soft right now because right here is a hitter right now, I'm telling you.
Madison Witted with a swing.
Right,
that was a great pitch by Jordan. Jordan with a 1-1 count now.
Like I said, Witted's not that big a girl, but she put two off the fence over here last year for two triples in that game, clean triple.
Next pitch coming in on the inside. Jordan getting her on the inside corner. Count now 1-2 on Madison Witted from Pisgah. Jordan Kielsen from Tuscola. She's on her game today, Kenny, and she's moving the ball around a lot. Nice strikeout right there by Jordan Kielsen.
Big out right there, I'm telling you.
That's the one that she likes to get him to chase. It's about It looks like it's about belt high and just on the outside, and she blows it right by him.
Back-to-back strikeouts there. I mean, that's a let her get settled in and get her confidence, and it's going to be.
Jordan Taylor up next for the Lady Bears, and she tried a little bit of a
trying to slap hit it.
You're right, and it went foul. Give Jordan now her head in the count 0-1 with one strike. With two outs, runner on first. Jordan starting to wind up.
Oh, nice. Beautiful pitch.
Nice. Very good pitch right there by Jordan. That was on the outside corner, too. Now Jordan is way ahead right here, 0-2. So she can really throw whatever she wants right here to try to get her to chase, being way ahead. Runner stand on first.
Beautiful right down the gut.
I tell you what, she starts off, Madison Brown starts off with a walk, and then the next three are strikeouts. That is a great half of an inning by Jordan Kielsen right there.
Struck out the side. She brought that last pitch. Now that's one thing I like to watch her. When she gets up, she don't let up. When she just that two strikes, she brings it. You either hit it or you don't, and she didn't.
We're going to step away for a commercial right now. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low interest financing to qualified members.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Top of the second.
All right, Kenny, we're back to the top of the second inning where the score is tied 0-0. And after the first inning, both pitchers are really throwing strong. But Jordan, I think Jordan got the edge on that first inning.
Well, it's just like we said it would be. You know, it's two pitchers, two great pitchers, and that's what you're going to see, I think, most of this ball game.
But Sarah Arrington up first for the Lady Mountaineers in the top of the second inning. She's going to take a ball one to start the inning off. Sarah turned around taking a sign from Coach Gibbs, stepping back into the box. Madison Whitten started her windup. Nice solid hit by Sarah Arrington right there. That's what they've got to have today, Kenny.
That's it right there. Good way to start the inning right here. A clean base hit up the middle.
She stayed back. It was strong. It was out of the reach of the shortstop. So it was a great solid hit. Get somebody on base.
First base hit of the ball game.
Next up we have Faith Robinson for the Lady Mountaineers. Faith taking ball one. Sarah Arrington stepping off like she's going to try to steal. It's going to be vital. If we can get runners moving. Madison Whitten started her next pitch. Nice solid hit by Faith.
Oh, great, beautiful play by the shortstop.
Great play by the shortstop right there.
Was beautiful.
Got Sarah Arrington on the force at second base, but Faith is safe at first. Next up we have Madison Brooks for the Lady Mountaineers.
That was a beautiful diving catch by the short. I thought that was going in the hole too, Branson.
I got to give right now our first few batters for Tuscola, they're making solid contact, and that's what we've got to have. No misses or anything like that. Madison Brooks taking ball one, and Faith stealing second. Standing now on the top of the second inning. It's Madison Brooks One ball, no strikes, with one out. Faith Robinson stole second, standing on second.
That ball in the dirt got away from the catcher. Allowed Faith to move down to second.
Madison Whitted's next pitch is a ball as well. Madison Brooks is up now, 2-0 on the count with one out. Faith Robinson right really now in scoring position. Just get one to the outfield. Madison Whitted started her next windup. Strike. That was a good pitch right
good
there.
Good pitch right down the middle.
Madison Brooks now the count 2-1 for her at bat. Top of second. Pisgah's Madison Whitted looking at her pitch. Starting to wind up. Foul ball by Madison Whitt, by Madison Brooks. We've got Madison versus Madison here. Count now for Madison Brooks, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Runner on second. Score tied 0-0. Next pitch coming. Got her on the changeup.
Good changeup. First one she's thrown today.
Up next, number 34,
Madison went swinging, Jordan just missed. Kilson. Jordan Kilson up to bat now for the Lady Mountaineers.
Well, I understand that the game Friday against North Henderson, I think Jordan had a grand slam.
She did. That's what we were being told. First strike swinging on Jordan Kilson. Count now on her, 0-1 with two outs. Runner on second.
Good cut on the ball right there.
She was a good cut. I believe she had that home run swing from Friday still going. Good swing right there.
Too high.
High ball. Trouble.
Good
catch.
Play.
Good catch right there by the shortstop. Called off the left fielder and made an outstanding catch over her shoulder. Well, we had a great base on, I mean, hitting the ball solid on that top half of the inning.
They, everybody's put the bat on the ball so far. That's a good sign because, you know, like I said, you've got one of the best pitchers of Western North Carolina out there, and everybody's put the bat on it, so hopefully later on they'll start dropping in.
And you just get one or two in there. Get one or two in there to let them get some running and everything will be good.
My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man.
Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Creations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. King moving into the bottom of the second. Next we have Carter Gibson up for the Lady Bears. She's one of those sophomores that she travels. I think she's on a travel team to play.
Yeah.
So, Jordan's getting on her warm-up pitches. I tell you what, she throws that rise ball. I think you kind of throw them off, but then she comes in and she throws some great heat right here.
So hard with my girls not around me.
Yeah, she's strong. Now that's the thing about her. She's just
throwing down the second, getting ready to start the bottom of the second here.
She never seems to get tired, is what amazes me. And like we said, she gets stronger as the game goes on.
Yeah, and she, and I'm sure, you know, I know Jordan plays. She's on a travel team, so you know, on the weekend she's throwing a lot too. So she's staying active, throwing a lot. Carter Gibson stepping into the box now for the Lady Bears. Jordan Kilson starting her wind up. Low ball one. She's got one ball, no strikes on Carter Gibson right now. Next pitch coming.
Good pitch.
That was a good low. Low and outside pitch that Jordan looks like she's getting stronger at throwing. Count now 1-1.
Good pitch.
Jordan.
Outside corner again. She went after that one.
Count now 1-2 on Carter Gibson. One ball, two strikes. No outs. Score tied 0-0 here in the bottom of the second. Pitch coming from Jordan Kilson. That looked to be about the same spot as that strike you called. Right,
a little
there.
Bit low, though. That was. I'll give the umpire credit on that one. That was just a little low.
Count now 2-2 on Carter Gibson for the Lady Bears.
Oh, good rise ball, daughter.
Off. That was a great pitch by great timing by Gordon Kilson right there.
Paige Griffith.
That's four K's in a row.
Four. I'll tell you what, she's picking up where she left off last Wednesday. It was amazing to watch from the fourth inning. She got a line drive shot back up off of her shin. And then from then on, she just buckled in and she threw fire.
Right. Uh-oh. Good hit.
Griffith starting off the Lady Bears with a hit to right field. Coming up with Madison, coming up clean with it, Madison Brooks to Melody Hanna. Back to Jordan.
Up next, number 9, Macy Henson.
Macy Henson up next for the Lady Bears. Paige Griffin on first.
Hey, boys, I'll see you later. Going.
Heather Carver getting a call from Coach Terry Gibbs on a pitch to Jordan. Jordan starting her windup. A little low for ball one. Macy Henson getting a little ahead in the count right there with one ball and no strikes and one out. Runner on first, Paige Griffith with a first pitch she's seen, she hit to right field.
Good pitch.
Good pitch by Jordan Kilsing to Macy Henson. Now the count 1-1. One ball, one strike with one out. Bottom of the second, score tied 0-0. Jordan coming back right at her again. Throwing fire. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, she's just throwing hard and saying hit it. That's
Jordan starting her wind up, coming home to Heather Carver. Great pitch.
Three
strike
right
three.
By her.
Three right by her. She got in the hole 1-0 and then threw three straight strikes. Sitting now, the bottom of the second with two outs. Runner on first, score tied 0-0. Jordan Kilson starting her windup. Starting off with a strike again. Count now 0-1. No balls, one strike, two outs. Runner on first. I tell you, Jordan, she's looking as calm and relaxed as you could be.
Ball next fly ball to right.
Caught by Madison Brooks for
right
the third
fielder.
Out. Well, Kenny, that was a great inning. She's still throwing fire.
Oh, yeah, that was.
She gives up one hit. But, I mean, she's not hurt by it. She leaves the runner stranded on first. So, that was another solid inning by her.
Two innings in the book. One hit apiece on each team, just like we thought it would play out to be so far, Branson.
Yeah. We're going to step away for a break. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola spring sports.
Leading off the top of the third, number 2, McKenna.
We're back now to Canton at Pisgah Field, top of the third inning, score tied 0-0. McKenna Keeling up to bat for the Lady Mountaineers, stepping in against Madison Whitted. Madison starting her wind up, starting her McKenna off with a strike. McKenna down in the count now, 0-1. And Kenny Madison, she's throwing good, too.
Oh, yes.
you can't take nothing away from both pitchers.
This is going to be really interesting as we get on down into the ball game.
McKenna Keelan taking ball one. Count now 1-1 at the top of the third with no outs. Madison Witted starting her wind up. Good swing by McKenna Keelan, but she missed for strike two. Count now 1-2. McKenna a little bit behind in the count right here, so she's got to watch a, you know, kind of like a junk pitch. But she sat and watched strike three. Great pitch by Madison Witted right there. I believe she was kind of thinking same thing we were, that, you know, she might see maybe a rise ball or something.
Yeah, I was looking for a rise ball right there, but she came with the heat.
Next up for the Lady Mountaineers is Ellie Harris. Ellie stepping in the box against Madison. First pitch coming. Ball low for ball one. Ellie ahead now in the count 1-0 with one out. And the next batter will be back to the top of the lineup, Kenny, with Savannah Buchanan sitting on deck. Ellie Harris swinging at strike one. Count now 1-1 with one out. Taking a sign from Coach Gibbs. Stepping back in the box. Madison Witted wind up. She's just a little bit behind that pitch. Fouls it off. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes with one out on Ellie Harris.
She's showing a lot of respect for Madison Witted out there. She's choked up on that bat about 4 inches. Oh, beautiful pitch right down the middle.
Madison Witted with another strikeout. Allie Harris, she watched strike three coming. I think these girls think they're going to be seeing some rise balls and some off-speed stuff. Next up for the Tuscola Mountaineers, Lady Mountaineers, is Savannah Buchanan. Savannah had a solid hit first time up. And there was again another one to third base. Third baseman comes up clean with it.
Good play.
Throws her out at first. Great play by their third baseman. She was playing almost right on top of the bag right there. And had she been over 2 or 3 feet, that could have been an extra base hit right there. But she, third baseman, was playing in the right spot. Good solid hit by Savannah right there.
Oh, yes. After 2.5 innings, you know, we've had three base runners, one single on each team, and one base home ball was thrown on the first batter by Jordan Keelson. That's the only base runners we've had.
That's true.
All right, everyone, if you've missed any of the Mountaineers basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up with Tuscola on demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola on demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2017-2018 basketball season, and it's up to date with baseball and softball. Tuscola on demand. Check it out.
Kenny, I tell you what, that's going back on that demand. You can go and it's really cool to go back and listen to some of the old games from back in the basketball season.
Yeah.
Charles Allison and Mike Matthews both did a great job this year, you know, calling basketball. And they're all there on the demand. So all you got to do is go, like you said, to the website. Check it out.
Somebody call 911. Shoddy fire burning on the
back now. The bottom of the third inning. Jordan Kielsing up to stepping in the circle here.
This is the left fielder, number 3, Lily Inslee, up to bat. She's the number 9 hitter. And we will be back to the top of the lineup for the Pisgah Sugar Bears. Oh, good slap
Lily
hit.
Starting off with a bunt. Jordan throws right at first. Great first pitch out right there. Top of the third inning, 0-0 with one out. Next up to bat is Madison Brown.
Number 1, Jordan Creason.
That was good coverage by the Lady Mountaineers. They played it just like they should. First baseman charged. Melahanna on second base, come covered first. Throw her out. One away. Here's our leadoff hitter.
Madison Brown up to bat. Took a walk first time at bat. Jordan starting her off with a strike this inning. Jordan ahead in the count 0-1 right now with one strike and one out. Top of the third. Score tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah.
There's one thing about games like this, Branson, when you got two pitchers like that, it's easy for the umpire.
You almost don't even recognize the umpire.
It's coming down the, hey, it's coming down the middle of the day. It's easy to call.
Jordan Kisson jumped ahead of Madison Brown in the count. 0-2, the next pitch came, was a ball. So Jordan's still ahead in the count now with one ball and two strikes and one out in the top of the third. Bottom of the third, excuse me. Next pitch coming. It's going to be a foul ball. Count's going to stay one ball, two strikes on Madison Brown.
Another thing about a game like this, when you got two good pitchers like that, Branson, these ball games get over quick.
They do get over quick.
In softball, they fly by, I'm telling you.
It's hard to believe we're already in the third. Bottom of the third. Jordan Kelson starting her wind up. Looking her down. Oh. Count now. Two balls and two strikes on Madison Brown. That one was really close on the inside, but I got to give it to that umpire. I believe that one was just a little bit. Heather did everything she could to frame it up for him. Count now run up to three balls and two strikes on Madison Brown for the Lady Bears.
Jordan Madison Brown worked a walk in that first time up off of Jordan, and now here we are full count again.
Jordan choosing her pitch. Coming. Strike three. Great pitch by
Jordan. Great pitch.
Frozer.
That was beautiful.
That was on the inside. Frozer on what to do, I believe. It would have been a short swing, and I believe, she'd have made contact.
You could tell the way she thought, is it or not? Is it or is it not? And then it was.
And it was. Next up to bat will be Reagan Lunsford for the Lady Bears. Jordan starting her off with a strike.
Well, that's a mighty swing, I'll tell you. I'm glad she didn't hit that ball.
I believe Reagan was trying to hit that one to the middle.
If she had hit it, that would have been in the football stadium, I think.
Count now 0-1 on Reagan Lunsford. Next pitch coming by Jordan Kelson was a ball. Count now one ball, one strike with two outs in the bottom of the third. Jordan with a windup. Staying low again. Two balls and one strike on Reagan Lunsford from Pisgah. Jordan taking a call from Heather Carver. Starting her wind up. Good solid hit, but foul.
Well, just like we said, if she hits it, what a swing. That ball was deep. Foul, though, thank goodness.
They may have needed a net for that one for the river, because that one would have probably been splashed down here on the river. Splashed down on the pigeon. Count now 2-2 on Reagan Lunsford. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Nobody on. Score tied 0-0. Pitch coming.
Good. Pitch on the outside corner. Great pitch.
I tell you what, Jordan just keeps on bringing it. And that was another strong inning.
After three, 0-0.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Timeout Markets and Eagle's Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. Heading out to the game, make sure you stop by Eagle's Nest Grocery or Timeout Markets for all your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. They're located throughout the area. No matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 till 11, and Sunday, 7 until 11.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, we're back to Canton, where the score is tied 0-0 in the top of the fourth.
We've got our two, three, and four batters up, Branson, Heather Carver, Melanie Hammond, Sarah Arrington. So we're in a good spot right here.
It's the heart of our order, and so hopefully we can generate some runs right here at the top of the fourth.
They've seen her one time already, so.
Leading off the top of the fourth, so we're, number seven, Heather Carter.
Heather Carver's up to bat now in the top of the fourth for the Lady Mountaineers.
I always say, you know, in a ball game, Branson, you tell the tale. They go through the batting order one time. The second time through is whenever you see what's going to happen, because they've seen them one time, and everybody's dialed in. So
hopefully we'll see something right here.
Let's see what happens here.
Madison starting off with a ball against Heather Carver. Count now 0-0, one ball, no strikes, no outs in the top of the fourth. Heather stepping back into the box, staring down Madison. Madison with a windup. She swung. That's one of those trouble balls. Second baseman coming over.
Too high.
Great catch.
Too high.
Had plenty of time to camp out under it. Good swing by Heather Carver, but unfortunately it was just enough to get a fly ball to the second baseman for the first out in the top of the fourth. Next up for the Lady Mountaineers is Melody Hannah. Melody had she hit a rope her first time up the bat, but right at the center fielder. Starting up right back at our faces right there, Kenny, for strike one. We've got a net in front of us.
That's what they make nets for. Oh, yeah, you're still going to jump, that's for sure.
A little 3D action at the softball field. Anyway, count 0-1 on Melody Hannah. Madison starter, the next pitch is a little off-speed pitch, and yeah. Melody was way ahead of it right there.
Yeah, she changed speeds on her right there now.
Melody behind in the count right here, 0-2 with one out in the top of the fourth. Scores tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah. Madison with the windup. Melody Hannah laying off. That's the veteran in her. She laid off.
It just killed me. How do you lay off a pitch like that? You know, I can't. Oh.
That's one of those that your eyes are about the size of a beach ball. Next pitch coming from Madison Whitted to Melody Hannah. Melody fighting out. She's a fighter. She fouled the next one off. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
You know, of all the players out here, she is hard to strike out. I mean, if you do, you've done something, because she is a contact hitter.
Madison starting to wind up. Well, and she gets Melody.
But that, like I said, though, she's done something. You strike her out because she is.
Up next, number eight.
That was a big.
That was a good, great pitch, though. She threw that on the outside corner. I mean, you know, and that's exactly where you want to throw it. Two strikes.
Next up for the Lady Mountaineers is Sarah Arrington. Sarah had the hit her last time up to bat. Stepping in against Madison Whitted, and Madison starting her off with a slow changeup right there to jump ahead in the count.
Yeah, she's only. Got the only hit we've had so far today.
Count now on Sarah Arrington. No balls, one strike, and two outs. In the top of the fourth inning, score tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah. And she had one of those home run swings right there herself, yeah. Kenny.
A good pitch, though, down low.
Next pitch by Madison was a swing and strike on Sarah. So count now, no balls and two strikes with two outs. Madison Whitted ahead right here, coming with her pitch. Low and outside, Sarah laid off for the first ball. So one ball and two strikes and two outs. Sarah taking a sign from Coach Gibbs, stepping back into the box. Taking a look at Madison Whitted. Madison getting ready to start her windup. Good solid hit, but right to the third shortstop. Shortstop with a good throw. Throw Sarah out at first base. Well, Madison, looks like she's starting to get a little hot right there pitching. But we did make contact, not like we did, you know, the first go around, Kenny.
Here we are, top of the fifth inning already. I mean, bottom of the fourth, I'm sorry.
Bottom of the
still
fourth.
Still 0-0.
Somebody call 911. Shoddy fire burning on
Smoke Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. another great sponsor, Kenny, for WPTL.
I tell you, we've got some good sponsors, and we really appreciate those. And anyone listening to this broadcast, if you hear any of these businesses that we promote as the sponsors, when you go in there, tell them thank you for supporting Tuscola Athletics. We appreciate everything they do.
You know,
couldn't do it without them, Branson.
You can't do it without the sponsors. And, you know, if you're for somebody that's, you know, I've never been in radio and seen anything like this, you know, you really don't really find out how big
the
sponsors are.
That's it. Makes
they're very important. Starting now, the bottom of the fourth. Score is tied 0-0 here in Canton. Madison Whitted up to bat now for Pisgah. Madison struck out last time up the bat, didn't she?
Yeah, she was. She is like Melahanna on our team. You know, they're hard to strike. Eat both of them out. When you do it, you've done something. And she struck out the first time up.
She was first pitch swinging on Jordan Kelsey now for a strike. Count now 0-1 on Madison. Next pitch coming. Fouled off for strike two. Jordan's ahead in the count. Jordan Kilson's ahead in the count now, 0-2 with two strikes with no outs.
They've got their 3, 4, and 5 hitters up this inning, so they're in the meat of their lineup right now too, just like we were. So see if Jordan can shut them down.
Well, that was a good pitch right
good
there.
Good pitch. That was close.
Umpire was looking at that one on the inside too, but I don't think it was close enough to the edge. Count now 1-2, 1-2. Swinging strike three for Jordan Kilson against Madison Whitted.
That's twice she's struck out Madison Whitted, so Jordan is really throwing one heck of a ball game.
Jordan, I tell you what, it's Jordan has started off hot, and she stayed consistent this whole game. Next up, we have Jordan Taylor taking strike one from Jordan Kilson.
You know, I said in that Inca ball game, the first one against the tough Inca team, she had
good solid hit by Jordan Taylor. Savannah scoops it up.
Oh, beautiful play by shortstop Savannah Buchanan. Beautiful.
Up next.
Great play right there. She caught it. She watched it all the way in, made a great throw to first for the second out. Count now. Score now still tied 0-0 in the bottom of the fourth with two outs. Carter Gibson up to bat now again for Pisgah. Jordan Kilson taking a sign, starting her wind up, starting Carter off with a strike.
As I was saying, you know, before that last play in the game against Inca, Jordan had 5 strikeouts against the Inca Jets. She's got 8 already on 4 innings. She's got 8 strikeouts today, so she's bringing it, Branson.
Next pitch by Jordan Kilson was called a ball, so count now on Carter Gibson from Pisgah, 1-1, 1-2. Boy, taking strike two. Looking.
Inside corner, beautiful pitch.
Count now for Carter Gibson, 1-2 with 2 outs.
That froze Gibson right there, too. She didn't.
She's choked up on the bat, too, looking for something.
Oh, she went around. Yes, she did.
Appealing to the field umpire, and she went.
Yes, sir. Strike. Good call, ump.
That was a great strikeout right there. So we end the bottom, we end the fourth inning and go into the top of the fifth. Score tied 0-0 here in Canton. Kenny, these people don't know what they're missing live on this
exactly.
Pitch.
They should be here. That's 9 strikeouts in 4 innings for Jordan already.
We're going to step away for a commercial, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busted dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Are you planning on moving? Gene Ferguson Moving Company is there for you, whether you're moving across town or out of state. Gene Ferguson Moving Company will do a wonderful job handling all your moving needs. We pack, we load, and we move. Gene Ferguson Moving Company, 3257 Delwood Road, Waynesville, across the street from High Country. Call 926-1022 for free estimates.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, Kenny, we're back. Kenton, top of the fifth inning, score still tied 0-0. A pitcher's duel. And Faith Robinson for the Lady Mountaineers up to bat against Madison.
Tuscola's got up their 5, 6, and 7 hitters this inning.
First pitch coming by Madison. Faith swings for strike one. A little off speed. A little off speed on Faith. I think kind of caught her off guard, thinking that she's going to get a little heat.
Faith is the center fielder for the Lady Mountaineers today.
Ball low for the first ball on Faith. Count now on Faith is 1-1, no outs. Stepping back into the box, Madison starting her wind up. Foul ball, Faith made contact, and that was one of those that just
went right down the white line, and then when it got first base, just right behind the bag.
Count now on Faith, 1-2 with no outs. In the hole against Madison Witt, and Madison starting her windup. Faith laying off a low ball for ball two. Count now 2-2. No outs. Windup coming. Faith laid off that. That was a good rise ball.
Good rise ball, but yeah, she laid off of it.
Good time to throw it against somebody when you're down in the count. Count now 3-2 on Faith Robinson for the Lady Mountaineers.
Faith, get ready. This one's coming down the middle hard. She
swung
did.
Right back at Madison Witt, and Madison makes the routine throw to first for the first out. Good solid hit by Faith Robinson, but right at the pitcher for the first out. Next up, we have Madison Brooks for the Lady Mountaineers. Madison stepping in, taking a call from Coach Gibbs. Madison Witter from Pisgah, winding up for a strike one.
Good pitch right there.
Madison Brooks stepping out of the, taking a call from Coach Gibbs. Next pitch coming, swinging a strike as well. Madison's down now on the count, 2-1 with one out in the top of the fifth. Kenny, we got to have some hits and some runs. Good solid hit.
That's
Madison
it.
Brooks straight up the middle. Good solid hit by Madison. Now, ball kind of scaring away. She takes off running.
Oh.
She was about 10 foot off the bag and decided, saw the ball rolling around the infield and took off running. Third baseman came up with a great throw to second to tag her out for the out. That's one of those, it may look good. You need the runs, but let's be safe,
Yeah, that we'll give her the hit on that one, though. That's second base hit, second single of the day for the Lady Mountaineers. But, yeah, base running mistake right there cost us a base runner. But
next up for the Lady Mountaineers is Jordan Kielsing. Jordan takes strike one. Now count 0-1 with two outs. Next ball is called low and outside, ball one. Count now 1-1 with two outs on Jordan Kielsing, standing in against Madison Whitten. Madison Whitten starting to wind up. Throw a little change.
That was a good pitch right there now.
She caught Jordan leaning.
Jordan took a good cut at it, but that was a great pitch.
Count now on Jordan. 1-2 with two outs. Next pitch coming. Swinging strike three.
Good pitch.
Man, that was a good pitch right there. Well, we come out of the – we were thinking we were going to have a possibly good hit. I mean, with a good hit by Madison, maybe score a run or two. But running error, got us to second out. So,
four and a half in and still 0-0.
moving to the bottom of the fifth inning, and I believe it's going to be the first one that scores this run is going to win, because the way the pitchers are going, it's going to be a mistake somewhere that causes the run to come in, to get that run to go ahead up, whether it be Pisgah or Tuscola, Kenny.
Well, Jordan's facing the 6, 7, and 8 hitters this inning, so we're down in the batting order.
Hey, Kenny, Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. We're moving now on into the bottom of the fifth. Like Kenny said, the sixth, seventh, and eighth batters in the lineup coming up for the Pisgah Bears.
Paige Griffith, Macy Henson, and Lauren Cook do up.
I believe Paige got a hit her first.
She
time
was, she has the only hit for Pisgah. She had a single there in the second inning, so.
Paige Griffith for the Lady Bears stepping up the end of the box. Jordan making her ritual walk around the circle. Moving the ball around in her glove like she likes it. Starting Paige off with a ball. Count on Paige Griffith right now. One ball, no strikes, no outs in the bottom of the fifth. Score is tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah. Paige Griffith with a nice solid hit. Great catch by McKenna Keeling. McKenna come running up.
Next, number caught nine, it Macy
in shallow
Henson.
Left field. For the first out.
It's a big out right there.
That first out's always the crucial one to get something started.
Macy Henson struck out her first time at bat.
Macy Henson up now for the Pisgah Lady Bears, standing against Jordan Kilson from Tuscola. She's swinging at the first pitch for a strike. Jordan getting ahead in the count right now. No balls, one strike with one out. Nobody on.
Like I say, you know, first time through the batting order. Now, she struck out her first time up in the second inning, but the second time they start timing it, and they'll start putting the bat on the ball better. This is where Jordan has to really bear down.
Jordan with a windup.
Good pitch.
Strike. Man, good pitch by Jordan Kilson right there.
Bear down, she did.
Macy Henson with a mighty swing and a miss. Counting out, no balls, two strikes with one out. Jordan ahead in the count right here, so she's affordable to throw, you know, a little jump ball if she wants to. Threw off speed and got her, Kenny.
Great pitch right there. Smart.
Number 10, Lauren Cook.
The way Jordan's been pitching, I think they were looking at maybe thinking she was going to keep throwing fire, but she changed it up on them and threw a nice change up to get Macy Henson right there for the second strikeout.
Lauren Cook here, she batted in the second inning. She flew out to the right fielder, a good, you know, long ball.
Lauren Cook taking strike one off of Jordan in the bottom of the fifth. Jordan ahead in the count. No balls, one strike, and two outs. Bottom of the fifth, no runners on. Next pitch, low inside for ball one. Count now with Lauren Cook, one ball, one strike, and two outs. Jordan, I mean, we can sit and talk all day about how strong she's getting. Next pitch coming on Lauren Cook is a ball for two balls, one strike, and two outs. This right here is usually Jordan will, she'll sort of tighten up and she'll throw a good off-speed stuff and like that. The next pitch she hit was a fouled off for a strike, running the count now. On Lauren Cook, two balls, two strikes with two outs.
So like I said, you know, last year watching her pitch, Branson, she just seems to get stronger as the game goes on. She just doesn't seem to tire. And she's looking strong here in the fifth inning, just as strong as she did in the first. So,
Lauren Cook looking for the next pitch from Jordan Kilson. Jordan starting her wind up. Wow, that was close.
That was very close.
I'll give the umpire credit. That one was a little on the inside. For ball three, Lauren Cook now counts 3-2 with 2 outs. Jordan Kilson coming with a payoff pitch. Struck her out. Man. Kenny, this is incredible. I mean, Jordan has gotten stronger as the game goes on from the beginning.
She's, and she never changes expression. That's what I like about her too. She just goes, gets on the, in the circle there and just let it go. You know, she never gets excited, never gets tore up about anything. You know, she just concentrates and keeps throwing. So here we are, top of the sixth.
Top of the sixth. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Timeout Markets and Eagle's Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. Heading out to the game, make sure you stop by Eagle's Nest Grocery or Timeout Markets for all your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. They're located throughout the area. No matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 till 11, and Sunday, 7 until 11.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
All right, we're back to the top of the sixth inning.
We got a pinch hitter up this time, Branson, number 5, Carrington Harrelson.
Carrington Harrelson taking ball one on her first pitch. Madison Whitten started her wind up for a strike. Count now on 1-1 on Carrington from the Lady Mountaineers. Madison Whitten starting her wind up. Ball two. Carrington ahead in the count right now, 2-1 with no outs. And like we said, Kenny, score is tied. Tuscola 0, Pisgah 0 in the top of the sixth.
Good cut right there.
Good cut by Carrington for a strike. Count now on Carrington, 2-2 with no outs. Madison Whitted with a windup.
Move.
Strike three.
Good pitch on the inside corner.
It was a good pitch for the first out. Next up, we have 11, Ellie Harris for the Lady Mountaineers.
Ellie. She's the number 9 hitter, and then we've got Savannah Buchanan, the leadoff, coming up.
Ellie taking a sign from Coach Gibbs. Madison Whitted, she squared the bunt for strike one. Count now on Ellie Harris, 2-1. With 1 out.
Be nice to get her on base right here, Branson. Then you've got your leadoff.
Savannah Buchanan on deck. Ellie Harris taking ball one. Count now 1-1 with 1 out. Here in the top of the sixth from Canton, North Carolina. Score tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah. Next pitch coming. Ellie laid off that for ball two. That was a nice little rise ball that she didn't chase, Kenny. Ellie Harris ahead in the count right now, 2-1 with 1 out. Next pitch coming from Madison. Low outside.
Good eye now. She can If we can get base runners on here, we'd be in a good situation, Branson.
You'd like to think it's a good start with one out. That way, with Savannah with the leadoff coming back up. So, Ellie Harris getting ready to take their next pitch from Madison Whitted. Low.
Oh, that's
ball.
What we needed.
We needed that. Starting off with a walk to Ellie Harris.
Now you've got your leadoff hitter up, Savannah Buchanan.
16,
next
Buchanan.
Up for the Lady Mountaineers is Savannah Buchanan.
She's due.
She is due. Have a runner on first and Ellie Harris with one out. Top of the sixth inning. Savannah Buchanan stepping in against Pisgah's Madison Whitted. First pitch coming. Called strike.
Good pitch.
That was a good pitch. Got it right about the knees for strike one. Count now. No balls, one strike with one out on Savannah Buchanan from Tuscola. Next pitch. She was looking at strike two. That one caught the outside corner, Kenny, right there.
Yeah, that's two beautiful pitches to Savannah in a row. Now she's going to have to dig in here.
Count now, no balls, two strikes, and one out on Savannah Buchanan. Took the next pitch for ball one. Savannah fighting right here. One ball, two strikes, with one out, the runner on first, and Ellie Harris for Tuscola in the top of the sixth inning.
Savannah. Oh, good off-speed pitch right there.
Caught Savannah swinging for the strikeout. Next up is Heather Carver for the Lady Mountaineers. Still have Ellie Harris on first. First base for a runner. Need to try to advance her, get her to score. Heather's due for a hit right here. Big hit, too. Laid off the first pitch, ball for ball one here in the top of the sixth inning. Ellie Harris hanging around on first base, waiting for a catcher to miss right here. Heather Carver, they're respecting Heather right here. They're keeping her low. Last two has been lowing away on her with two balls and no strikes, Kenny.
She's batting number two in order today.
Next pitch coming from Madison Whitted. Good hard hit with two outs. Left fielder come running in for the catch.
Just got under just a little bit, Brance.
Tuscola gets away with just a walk in that inning, and we needed runs. It's getting late. Get a little bit of crunch time right now.
Here we are, bottom of the sixth. We've got the number nine and number one and two hitters coming up for the Pisgah Sugar Bear.
Yeah. Everybody, seems like everybody's lineup's running about the same. You know, we're get to the end of the lineup, and we're back up to the top of the lineup. So, you know, I think we're setting up the seventh.
Almost
inning.
A mirror of the way the pitchers have been pitching today. Yeah, you're right. The way that they've come up to bat is just about a mirror image of the both teams. So,
well, and it's setting up in a good situation for Tuscola because, you know, we're moving to the seventh inning. You got the heart of your order up. You got your three, four, or five hitters.
Right.
Up. So, it's looking good for Tuscola that way now. Jordan, the way she's been pitching, she can, you know, she can sit down the ninth, first, second hit right here. Unfortunately, Pisgah's going to be the same spot we are when we get
right,
to the
right, exactly. It's playing out just exactly the same.
Yeah. Tuscola sports fans, Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. So, moving into the bottom of the sixth right now, Kenny.
I tell you, that last hit right there by Heather, she got under just a little bit, Branson, and that ball was deep to left field. If she had got it a little bit more solid, not so much under it, that ball would have been out of here.
It would have been.
That would have been a home run right there.
You know, somebody
called now. Just got it a little too high.
Lily Inslee will be leading off for Pisgah right here in the bottom of the sixth for the Lady Bears. Jordan Kilson walking around with her ritual before ever half inning that she pitches. Puts her mouthpiece in. She don't want to get those pearlies knocked out, does she, Kenny?
Oh, no. You know, a lot of them.
Lily Hensley.
Oh, good. One pitch, one out. That's what we want right there.
That's a great pitch starting off by Jordan. Looked like he started her off maybe on a off-speed pitch. Lily got around and hit it right at Sarah Arrington standing on first base. Great first out, the bottom of sixth. We're back to the top of the order for Pisgah.
You know, you're saying that, Branson, a lot of these infielders, especially on these girls' softball, wear the defensive mask, and it's a good thing because I tell you, that ball comes off that bat so fast.
You know, it may be an inconvenience to them, but, you know, it'll save having to have, you know, surgery or have braces or teeth put in.
Exactly.
You know? So, Madison Brown taking ball one up to bat now.
She's the leadoff hitter.
Taking a ball two. She's ahead in the count now. Two balls, no strikes with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Score tied, Tuscola 0, Pisgah 0. Taking strike one on the low outside plate for Madison Brown from the Lady Bears. Count now, two balls, one strike with one out. Jordan Kielsen taking her pitch, wind up. Good solid hit. That one's going to be down for Pisgah. Good hit by Madison. She takes a nice turnaround first.
Up next, number two.
Comes back
Reagan
to first. Now we got a runner on first, Kenny, with one out.
Big play right here now. This is a big at bat right here.
Reagan Lunsford up to bat now for Pisgah. And she's made a couple good swings her last couple at bats, Kenny. And she hit one off of, I guess it's their warm-up shed down there that could have been in the creek if it had been fair.
What will they do? Will they swing away or go for a bunt and move the runner? And you've got Whitted coming up. Well, it looks like she's going to swing away.
Swing away. First pitch to Reagan Lunsford from the Lady Bears. Called ball high and outside. One ball, no strikes, and one out with a runner on first. Swing and a miss.
She struck out her first two times at bat today, but boy, she has a mighty swing, though.
She does.
If she ever connects, it's bad news.
Count. Next pitch called is a strike. Count now on Reagan Lunsford. One ball, two strikes with one out. Runner on first. Jordan Kielsen taking her sign. Coming on the pitch. Try to get her on high on a rise ball.
It's a good pitch. It's a good pitch. Try to make her chase it. Two strikes.
Good timing, nothing low to where you get past Heather and advance the runner.
She just didn't go after it, Branson.
Next pitch comes Jordan Kielsen.
Good pitch on the outside corner, big out.
Great pitch by Jordan Kielsen right there on the outside corner. Reagan Lunsford swung and a miss.
That was a big out right there, Branson.
Now two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning right here. Runner on first. Next pitch coming. Starting her off with a strike, Kenny.
For anybody just tuning in, still bottom of the sixth inning, 0-0.
Next pitch coming. Fouled off for strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs.
Jordan way up now.
Runner on first. Jordan way ahead right now on Jordan Taylor. No balls, two strikes, and two outs. Big payoff pitch right here coming, Kenny. And she laid off.
It's a good pitch, though. Good pitch.
Good
outside,
pitch.
Away from her.
And that's the way she's been working these batters, been getting them.
Make her go behind, after it.
Getting them behind in the count. Swing and a miss. Keeps the count one ball, two strikes, and two outs. Jordan Taylor from the Lady Bears stepping back in the box against Jordan Kielsen. Getting a call from Heather Carver. Pitch coming. Ooh.
Close.
I believe that one was a little high on her.
Yeah, it was. Good call. This umpire's called a good ball game back here today. Of course, like I said, you know, it's easy when you got two pitchers that cuts the heart out of that plate like they are. Boy. A little low on outside. All right, Jordan. Don't give her nothing good now.
The count now is three balls, two strikes with two outs. Runner on first here in the bottom of the sixth. Score tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah. Next pitch coming from Jordan here. Fouled off to keep the count. Three balls and two strikes and frees the runner back on first.
Whitted's the number three hitter in the lineup today for the Sugar Bears.
Madison Whitted now looking at three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Jordan Kielsen coming. Good solid hit. Mello had it coming over.
Good play, Mello.
Great catch by Mello.
Good play.
Kind of a collision right there.
Couldn't help it. Incidental contact. You know, Mello dove for the ball. The runner run into her, but Mello hung on, three away.
Great play by Melody Hanna out in the outfield, out in the field right there to get the third out as we move into the seventh inning, Kenny. It's like we said, it's been a pitcher's duel. People don't know what they're missing today.
Oh, no. I could have told them. If anybody said, I said, you should need to come and watch this one because it's going to be good. And it has been.
It has been. It's been a great game.
Well, we said it was going to be a low-scoring game, Branson. Hey, we don't have any score.
It's a no-scoring game.
It's a no-scoring game right now.
Tuscola fans, we're going to step away. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you planning on moving? Gene Ferguson Moving Company is there for you. Whether you're moving across town or out of state, Gene Ferguson Moving Company will do a wonderful job handling all your moving needs. We pack, we load, and we move. Gene Ferguson Moving Company, 3257 Delwood Road, Waynesville, across the street from High Country. Call 926-1022 for free estimates.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs. A belly-busted dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
All right, fans, we're back now. The top of the seventh, score tied still. Tuscola 0, Pisgah 0. Turned into a great
count. A pitching change now, Branson. Top of the seventh, Macy Henson coming in and replacing Madison Whitted.
Macy Henson coming in to pitch, and she's another experienced pitcher.
Oh, yes.
For Pisgah.
I watched her pitch some last year, you know, and she's good. She's the, you know, they're not losing anything by changing pitchers.
No, Melody Hanna.
She can bring it pretty good.
Melody Hanna up next for the Lady Mountaineers. She's hit the ball solid one time, and I believe she struck out her next time, right, Kenny?
Well, good. Yeah, she flew out and struck out, but you're in a good position right here. You got your third, fourth, and fifth hitters coming up.
Melody taking strike one. Count now 0-1. With one strike on Melody Hanna. Macy Henson with the next pitch down in the dirt for ball one. Melody Hanna from Tuscola with the count, one ball, one strike. Stepping back into the box against Macy Henson. Macy taking a sign from her catcher. Pitch coming. Melody Hanna with a mean swing right there, but a miss.
That was a massive cut right there, boy.
One ball, two strikes on Melody Hanna from Tuscola. Macy Henson, I tell you what, she throws fire too. They just catch up and make contact.
Yeah, she's a good pitcher.
Pitch coming
from
Macy. Oh. Strike three. Man, blew that one right by.
Next up, number eight.
Next up for the Lady Mountaineers will be Sarah Arrington. Sarah has had a hit today, a good solid hit to lead for the first hit for Tuscola. Stepping into the box against Macy Henson. One out in the top of the seventh here. First pitch in the dirt against for Sarah Arrington for a ball. to lead off. She's ahead in the count now, Kenny. One ball, no strikes, and one out.
We need base runners, though, Branson. Got to put somebody on, make something happen.
We need to get Sarah on right here. Next pitch coming from Macy Henson. Inside pitch. Right now would have been a good time to have had a runner on. Ball got by the catcher. Sarah ahead in the count now. Two balls, no strikes, and one out.
That's what we were saying earlier, you know, about these catchers here. I don't believe one's got by Heather Carver for Tuscola, and that's only the second ball that's got by the catcher for Pisgah tonight. So they've done a great job back there behind the plate.
But they're great backstops in their own selves.
Oh, yes.
Sarah Arrington swinging at strike one, runs the count now to two balls, one strike, and one out here in the top of the seventh inning. And a pitcher's duel in Canton on the river. Tuscola 0, Pisgah 0. Macy Henson looking at her next pitch, starting her wind up. Outside pitch on Sarah Arrington to run the count. With Sarah ahead in the count now, three balls, one strike, and one out. Sarah taking some orders from Coach Gibbs on coaching third. Sarah steps back into the box, staring down Macy Henson. Macy starting to wind up, making contact, but a foul ball to run the count now. Three balls, two strikes, and one out. Top of the seventh. This is where you're in the meat of the order. This is where you want to be, Kenny, right now. Your best hitter's up.
Macy's throwing good, though, for the Pisgah girls. Oh, that was where we need a base runner.
Macy Henson with a mistake, throwing the ball high and outside, putting Sarah Arrington on first now.
Faith Robinson.
Faith Robinson up next for the Lady Mountaineers. Faith had a good solid hit earlier, but got thrown out at first. Stepping in the box against Macy Henson. Sarah Arrington on first. Pitch coming. First pitch swinging on Faith Robinson for a foul for strike one. Count now 0-1.
Just a little behind on that pitch, Branson.
Just a little bit behind.
She hit it solid. Boy, if she'd just put that ball right there in play, that would have been trouble.
Next pitch coming from Macy Henson to Faith Robinson. Straight down the gut for strike two. Macy Henson ahead now in the count. No balls and two strikes against Tuscola's Faith Robinson with one out. Runner on first, top of the sampling. And she sat and watched strike three. Ball was on the corner. Macy painted that corner pretty well.
Oh, yeah, that was a beautiful pitch right there.
Now we got
Madison
Brooks up the bat. Madison had a good hit last time, but sort of had a little bit of a running error, Kenny, and got thrown out at second.
Yeah, she had a good hit on the ball. Thought that ball had got away from the infield is what it was, and it, you know, they still made the play on it, so.
She was off the bag. She makes
could be trouble. Could be trouble.
And
good play by the pitcher.
Great play by Macy Henson right there, Kenny. Ball's hit off of her glove and kept rolling.
That was a good play. You got to give her credit on that.
She stayed calm, cool, and collected, got it, made the underhand pitch over to first base for the third out as we move to the bottom of the seventh here.
As we said, it's sort of the same situation, Branson. Now here come the Sugar Bears. They've got their fourth, fifth, and sixth hitters up. JoJo Taylor, Carter Gibson, and Paige Griffith. So
This is your back's against the wall.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty right now.
And we're now to the bottom of the seventh. And this game, it's been an hour and a half. Like you said.
It flies by.
It does fly by. Kenny, Tuscola Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA at 492-0599, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. Kenny, I see the JVs. They were out warming up just a few minutes ago, but they may have to.
The bottom of the seventh,
they may have an extended warm-up period
Jordan
now.
Taylor.
We get out this half in.
That's the reason they play the varsity first down here, because they have no lights on this girls' field, and That way the varsity gets done, the JVs come on, and, you know, if they don't get a full game in, that's okay. But now they're going to have to wait, it would appear. Let's don't speak too soon.
Let's not speak too soon. You're exactly right. Jordan Kilson with the first pitch to Pisgah Bear, JoJo Taylor, for an outside pitch, ball one. Next pitch coming from Jordan Kilson. Painting the corner for strike one. Count now 1-1 on Jordan Taylor in the bottom of the seventh here. Score tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah. Jordan Kilson for Tuscola with a pitch. JoJo fouls it off for strike two. Runs the count now in Jordan's favor right here. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Jordan can probably throw a little off speed right here, maybe a rise to see if she can make her chase it, Kenny, to get that first out that you really, it's a key out right here, especially in the bottom of the seventh. Foul ball by JoJo Taylor down the third baseline. Going to keep the count now at one ball, two strikes with no outs in the bottom of the seventh.
Both teams combined today, Branson. We've had six base runners in seven innings so far. Six base runners.
And we knew that was going to happen. We knew with two great.
And I don't think nobody's got past the second base.
Nope. Hit back to Jordan. Jordan Kilson with a throw to first with a first out to get JoJo Taylor from Pisgah.
Great play by Jordan. Jordan.
She played it cool. Took her time, made a good throw. Didn't hurry anything. Next up for the Lady Bears will be Carter Gibson. Carter taking some signs and talking to Heidi Morgan, the coach at Pisgah. Stepping in against Tuscola's Jordan Kilson. Kilson starting her wind up.
Good
for strike
pitch.
One. Great, great first pitch.
Carter Gibson playing center field today for the Sugar Bears. She's batted twice. She struck out both times today. So
Jordan Kilson with the next pitch. Just a little bit outside for ball one. Count now for for Carter Gibson. One ball, one strike with one out for the Lady Bears. Jordan Kilson stepping in. Next pitch coming. Outside. Carter getting a little ahead now in the count. Two balls, one strike with one out. Choking up on the bat. I think she's looking for something, just trying to get something in the infield. Got good call, strike two right there on Carter.
On the outside corner, that was a pretty pitch right there.
Great pitch by Jordan Kilson from Tuscola to run the count now. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch coming
good
for strike
pitch.
Three.
Jordan's got Gibson's number today. I'll tell you, that's three strikeouts in a row against her. So
I tell you what, she keeps throwing fire, and it's crazy. I wish that I had gotten to watch her pitch more, but from what I've seen this year, she's thrown like this in the past. We've been lucky at Tuscola to have her and Melody Hannah both throwing for us. Paige Griffith up next for the Lady Bears. Solid hit back to Jordan. Jordan with a throw to first for the third out. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to extra innings.
Two games in a row we broadcast, Branson, both of them extra innings. So don't get no better than that, though. That's what we want.
These fans are getting extra softball for free. They didn't even have to pay for it. Fans, you are listening to Tuscola Sports Radio. We're going to step away for a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Kelly. I want to invite you to join me tomorrow morning for the Good Morning Show here on AM 920 WPTL. We'll get your day started with the latest news and weather and, of course, all of your favorite music from yesterday and today. It's the Good Morning Show. Don't forget, at 8:30, we'll have the WPTL flea market for you. So be sure and start your day with us, the Good Morning Show here on AM 920 WPTL.
VisitNC.com is one of the most comprehensive travel planning tools you can use. You can find places to kayak, places to kiteboard, places to paddleboard. You can search for mountain biking trails, historic museums, vineyard tours, even locate quiet fly fishing holes. VisitNC.com, a website that takes you places where there are no websites. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right, Kenny, we're back now, the top of the eighth inning. And
we've got up Jordan Kielsen, McKenna
leading off,
Carter Harrelson, Carrington Harrelson, I'm sorry, and Ellie Harris. That's the seventh, eighth, and ninth batters up for the Mountaineers. I tell you, it's Macy Henson pitching now for Pisgah. You know, she pitches a lot of times behind Whitted, but any other team in this conference, she'd be the starting pitcher.
She is a good pitcher.
She can bring it just as well, I'm telling you.
Jordan Kielsen taking strike one now in the top of the eighth inning, her at bat. Macy Henson jumping ahead of her a little bit. I got to watch Macy pitch a little bit in middle school. My daughter played for Waynesville, and Macy was a pitcher for Bethel. And she was, I mean, even back then, she was throwing heat. A lot more than what you normally see in a middle school.
Like I say, you know, you take 10 teams in the Western North Carolina, and anyone, if she was on any one of those teams, she'd be the starting pitcher.
Jordan Kielsen taking ball one, running the count now. One ball, two strikes with no outs here in the top of the eighth. Score tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah. Taking the fourth pitch now for a ball. Jordan Kielsen runs the count. Two balls, two strikes against Macy Henson from Pisgah. Count now, three balls and two strikes. Jordan Kielsen here in the eighth inning. This is a duel between these two, Kenny. Next pitch coming from Macy. Swinging by Jordan. It's going to be foul. Going to keep the count now. Three balls, two strikes with no outs. And that was a good pitch. Good pitch right there by Macy at high and outside. They just had Jordan chase it.
Jordan's strong. You know, when she makes contact, she's going to hit it hard.
Next pitch coming from Macy.
Oh.
Ball four. That's what we need right there, Kenny.
That's what we need right there. Base runners. Get these base runners on here.
And base runners with no outs. That's key right there.
All right, we've switched back again. McKenna Keeling.
We're going to have a pinch runner also for Jordan. It looks like it's going to be Gabby Rogers coming in to pinch run. Up next will be McKenna Keeling at bat for the Lady Mountaineers. Stepping into the box against Macy Henson from Pisgah. Taking the signs from Coach Gibbs. Pitch coming. Strike one. Strike one by Macy Henson, straight down the gut. McKenna Keeling swinging. McKenna Hype behind in the count now. No balls, one strike, so no out with a runner on first. Pinch runner Gabby Rogers in the game. Next pitch coming for Macy. McKenna squared to bunt for strike. Reagan Lunsford comes back up with a throw to first. Gabby Rogers gets back in time on first. McKenna Keeling is down the count now. No balls and two strikes, no out with a runner on first. Macy Henson coming back at her. Low in the dirt, McKenna laying on.
Good stop by the catcher on.
Big stop by the catcher. McKenna Keeling laying off that pitch for ball one. Count now, one ball, two strikes with no outs. Macy Henson coming with the next pitch. Foul tip, strike. For Macy Henson on McKenna Keeling for the first out.
Next, number 11, Ellie Harris.
Next up for the Lady Mountaineers will be Ellie Harris. Ellie playing third base for the Lady Mountaineers today. Gets her sign from Coach Gibbs and steps in the box. Staring Macy Henson down for the first strike coming. Squares to bunt. Ball went foul. Ball went foul for strike one. Macy Henson jumping ahead now. No balls, one strike on Tuscola's Ellie Harris with one out. Runner on first. Time called by the field ump as Gabby Rogers ties her shoe. Can't have nobody tripping when they run, can you?
We don't want them to trip, that's for sure.
No, not when they're an important lead. Go ahead and run. Ellie Harris stepping back in the box now against Macy Henson from Pisgah. Pitch coming, squares the bunt. Good bunt laid down. Macy Henson goes to second, gets the force out. Safe at first. Macy Henson with a big play right there. Normally the pitchers will go to first to get that for sure out. But Macy gets it, had plenty of time because it was a fairly hard bunt back to her. Turns around with a heads-up play, throw to second to get the force out on Gabby Rogers. But the throw to first was late. Next up, we're back to the top of the lineup.
Lead off batter.
McKinnon up to bat for Tuscola.
Good rise ball.
Good rise ball for ball one against Savannah. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Ellie Harris on first. Macy Henson starting her wind up. Good swing by Savannah. McKinnon from Tuscola fouled off for strike one. Count now, one ball, one strike with two outs. Runner on first for Tuscola. Macy Henson from Pisgah starting her wind up. Low and outside for ball two. Savannah ahead right now in the count. Two balls and one strike with two outs. Score still tied 0-0 between Tuscola and Pisgah in the top of the eighth. Macy Henson with a payoff pitch. Three balls, one strike. She went low and outside again, Kenny.
Savannah's could be your pitch right here now.
You kind of have to think that Macy's going to come at her with something. Good hit. Oh, good hit. Off the third baseman's glove. Safe at second. We have runners on first and second now with two outs. Savannah hit a rope to the third baseman, hitting her glove and bounced out.
Heather Carter.
Shortstop came over to pick up to make the throw to second. But Ellie Harris was there before the throw.
Well, this is a situation you want to be in right here. You got Heather up.
Kenny, two outs, running on first and second. It's the farthest runner we've had today on the bases. The go-ahead run, Heather Carver's up. Kenny, she's due.
She flew out three times today. The last time, well, there's a slow roller. Trouble.
Roe gets by the third baseman. Ellie Harris running home. Scores. Tuscola goes ahead 1-0. Great running right there by Tuscola. Macy Henson had a ball that was hit to the third base side. Kenny, she went with the play the way play was going. She had no other choice but to go to third.
We had the potential there to score two runs off of that, but Ellie run into the third baseman. They both went down to the ground. Ellie got up in time to come home, but Savannah didn't have a chance to come home. If it hadn't been for that collision right there, we'd have had two runs because that ball went all the way down to the left field wall down there.
And runs are huge in a game like this. But here we are right now.
Here you got your number one hitter off of the Mountaineers. She led the team in batting average last year, Melody Hanna.
Your Tuscola Mountaineers
are ahead. This is a situation you want to be.
Your Tuscola Mountaineers are ahead 1-0 here in the top of the eighth against the Pisgah Bears. Two outs, Melody Hanna up. Runners on second and third. Melody Hanna stepping into the box against Macy Henson. Macy starting her wind up. Melody Hanna swinging for a strike. That was a good pitch to swing.
Oh, yeah. Mello's swing is wide open right there, boy, if she makes contact.
Steps back in the box. Pitch coming. All right. Foul ball. She went low.
She needs
probably,
to.
Probably been a call to ball, but she swung at it.
Mello needs to just relax right here. Don't try to do anything fancy. Just put the bat on the ball. That's all you need to do.
Mello behind in the count now. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Fouled off the next pitch to keep the count. No balls, two strikes, and two outs. Runners on second and third for Tuscola. If Mello was to hit one right here, Kenny, you got to think that we can get both of those runs in. Heather Carver.
Oh, yeah.
She's quick as a rabbit. Way to lay off that pitch, Mello, for ball.
That's why she has to just relax right here. Don't try to do anything fancy. Just put the bat on the ball. Just meet it.
I don't think I could be up to bat right now, Kenny. My heart would be racing probably about 200 beats a minute. Pitch coming now from Macy Henson. Mello Hanna.
That's
Mello
in the gap, Hanna, in the hole. Two runs
run,
score.
One run is in.
One run.
Two runs in. Tuscola up now 3-0. Great hit by Melody Hanna right there. She took a pitch that was on the outside and took it opposite field to right field. Great pitch right there. Great pitch and hit. I'm starting to think Tuscola doesn't show up till about the eighth inning.
This is amazing, the first two games we've done this year. Well, it can't get no more exciting than this, so if we survive these two, hey, we're in good shape.
Sarah Arrington up to bat now for Tuscola. Takes ball one. She's ahead of the count now. One ball, no strikes, and two outs.
Sarah's a good contact hitter, too, right here.
Very good contact hitter. Melody Hannah on first for the run. Macy Hansen coming with a pitch for Pisgah. Sarrington swinging for a foul. Runs the count. One ball, two strikes now with two outs. Tuscola Mountaineers ahead. Lady Mountaineers ahead of Pisgah right now, 3-0. Sarrington stepping back into the box. Taking a look at Macy Hansen. Macy's starting to wind up. Sarah's fouling another one off.
Just a little behind on that one.
Keeping the count one ball, two strikes with two outs. Taking a couple practice swings before she steps back in the box.
Sarah's got a good deliberate swing, nothing fancy. She just...
Macy Hansen with a pitch in the dirt for ball two. Count now, two balls, two strikes, and two outs for Sarah Arrington. Sarah taking some signs from Coach Gibbs. Stepping back in the box. Taking a look at Macy Hansen. Choking up on the bat. Macy coming with a pitch. Good solid hit by Sarah Arrington right there. Advancing Mello Hannah to second. Sarah safe at first. Kenny, the bats have come alive in the eighth inning here, the top of the eighth.
It's like we said, Sarah has a good, just deliberate swing, nothing fancy, and she just went with that pitch right there, took it right in the gap between short and third.
No better time than now for it to happen, though. Faith Robinson up to bat now for Tuscola Mountaineers.
Faith has grounded out twice today, struck out the last time up to bat.
First pitch on the inside for ball one to Faith Robinson.
But she's put the bat on the ball today, so.
Runners on first and second with two outs. Faith Robinson.
How's your time, Faith?
One ball.
Good cut.
Good swing. Good time for a swing right there. Runs the count now. One ball, one strike with two outs. Runners on first and second. Faith taking a sign from Coach Brown down on first base. Macy Hansen coming with a pitch. Swung at one in the dirt. Yeah, strike two.
Went after a low pitch right there. Now she's going to tighten up here now.
Count now on Faith Robinson. One ball, two strikes with two outs. Runner still on first and second. Score is Tuscola 3, Pisgah 0. Faith taking ball two on the high on the inside. Kind of like a brushback, Kenny.
That's a good eye, though. Don't chase nothing bad here. Just
take a deep breath. Ball, two balls, two strikes.
There you go.
Ball got away from them. The catcher, throw down to third. Melody Hannah safe at third. Sarah Arrington safe at second. Count now on Faith Robinson. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on second and third in scoring position. Kenny, if she can get one to the grass, I believe we've got two more runs. Good solid hit. Ball off second baseman with a great catch.
Good play, yeah.
Out at first. Great play right there by the second baseman, Paige Griffin from Pisgah. She saved two runs. Pisgah's got a little bit of a hole to climb out of right here.
Well, they've got their seventh, eighth, and ninth batters up, so Jordan's got the one that she wants up right here. You got Macy Hansen up. She's batted twice today, struck out both times against Jordan. So,
and Jordan's stepping back in the up on the mound for the eighth inning.
I don't like to put pressure on, but it's Jordan's to win or lose right here.
You are correct, sir. Jordan warming up right now.
All right, people, if you missed any of the Mountaineers basketball or spring sports action, remember, you can catch up with Tuscola on demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola on demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2017 2018 baseball or softball seasons, and it's up to date with baseball and softball. So you just click on there, and it's Tuscola On Demand. Check it out.
Macy Henson.
All right, we're back now. Bottom of the eighth inning.
Can I take you home?
Tuscola leading right now in the bottom of the eighth against Pisgah, 3-0. Macy Henson up for the Lady Bears to lead off the bottom of the eighth against Tuscola's Jordan Kelson. Jordan's been pretty successful against her today, Kenny.
Two strikeouts.
First pitch swinging against Melody Hanna coming over the plate.
Safe
at first.
Not a good way to start. A little dribbler. It wasn't Mella's fault. I'm going to give her a hit on that one because
up next, number 10,
that was in the hole, and it was a little dribbler, and it just she couldn't get to it and get it up in time. So.
I think the ball had a lot of spin on it, Kenny, and it just rolled and hit her glove and bounced over.
Yeah.
And when she tried to get it, she was already past.
That was a tough play to make right there.
Runner on first, Macy Henson. Pitch coming, swinging a miss for strike one.
This is the number eight batter in the lineup, third baseman Lauren Cook.
Lauren Cook taking a swinging and fouling off strike one. Count now, no balls, one strike, no out with a runner on first in Macy Henson. Pitch coming from Jordan Kelson. Swing, a hard hit back up the middle. Faith Robinson coming up clean with it. Throwing it back to second to Savannah Buchanan.
Up next, number three, Lily Inslee.
Lily Inslee up next for the Pisgah Lady Bears.
She's the number nine hitter in the lineup, Branson. She's grounded out the first time up, flew out the second time up.
Right now, we've got...
She's made good contact today.
Coach Gibbs calling timeout, having a meeting at the mound with the girls on the infield. Going to have a little talk with Jordan.
Jordan doing nothing wrong there. You know, that was just a good swing, good hit right there up the middle. That little dribbler of the first batter up, you know, could have had one out there, but now we got to tighten up on defense.
We've been in one of these, another great game like we were last Tuesday, and this is just another great matchup between Tuscola and Pisgah, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, it always is. You can expect it. Whenever they come out here on the field, you can just expect it. That's the way it's going to be.
Lily Inslee stepping into the box now against Tuscola's Jordan Kelson. First pitch coming. She was going to try to slap bunt, I believe. Ball was high and outside. She got her bat back just in enough time to take ball one, Kenny. Lily ahead right now. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Runners on first and second. Tuscola leading 3-0. Good bunt. One to first. Get the out at first. Got the for sure out at first.
Good play. Got the one out.
Runners advance to second
Madison
and third
Brown.
For Pisgah. Madison Brown up the next bat for the Lady Bears. Heidi Morgan having a little talk with the umpire.
And you got your leadoff hitter up here now. Catcher Madison Brown.
Back to the top of the lineup.
So they're in the situation they want to be in right here. One out, runners on second and third.
With that one out, getting that first out's critical.
That's a big out right there. They needed that one.
Madison Brown stepping into the box. Jordan Kelson with the first pitch. Strike one. Big strike right there, Kenny.
Every pitch is important right here now from now on out. Everything Jordan throws.
If you've got a ball hit in the infield, you know, you don't have to worry about that runner at home. You need to get that out. And there's a foul ball for strike two.
Out of play.
I mean, these girls can't get crazy if a ball's hit in the infield. They just need to get this for sure out to first. You know,
Madison
right
here.
That one run.
As she's walked, struck out, and singled today, so she's one for two with a walk.
Count now.
One strikeout, so.
No balls and two strikes, one out. Runners in scoring position at second and third. Next pitch
good
coming.
Pitch.
Was a good pitch.
Rise ball, going to try to make her go after it. That's what you want to do.
Yep. Count now on Madison Brown. One ball, two strikes with one out. Stepping in against Tuscola's Jordan Kelson. Gordon coming with the pitch. Another foul ball to keep the count. One ball, two strikes, and one out. This is a good battle between Madison Brown and Jordan Kenny.
Now this is a an important at bat right here. Jordan need to bear down.
Jordan buckling down with their next pitch coming in. Another foul ball. Count stays one ball, two strikes, one out. Runners in scoring position.
Madison Brown hanging in there. She's
bottom of the eighth inning. Fans, Tuscola 3, Pisgah 0. Runners in scoring position for Pisgah. Ball
get
back.
Get your out. Get your out.
Good look back. Throw
right
to first. And here comes the plate.
That's all right.
Run scores. It's okay. Pisgah scores a run off of Madison Brand's infield hit. Score right now, Tuscola 3, Pisgah 1.
Nobody hurt. That was the right play to make right there.
It was a great play. It was the right thing to do. Make sure you get that out.
Two outs, one away from wrapping this game up. You've got up the number two here, the shortstop, Reagan Lunsford, and not to jinx Jordan, but she struck her out three times in a row today. So let's see what happens here.
Reagan Lunsford for the Lady Bears into the box. Swing and strike one. Jordan just threw a little bit of smoke at her.
She's the one we said she's got a mighty swing now, but if you'll notice on that swing right there, she pulls her head out. If Jordan's keep it away from her.
Count now on Reagan Lunsford. No balls, one strike, two outs. Runner on third. It's not an important runner, Ronnie, or Kenny, because
no.
It doesn't tie up or go ahead. Next pitch. Ball one high on the outside.
Work on your batter. That's what you want with it. That runner on third's not hurt you right now. And you got to have this one out.
Count coming. Reagan Lunsford taking ball two. Count now on Reagan. Two balls, one strike with two outs.
Jordan needs to bring it to her. Make her swing.
Make her hit
the ball.
Oh, good. Right. There it was, Kenny. For strike two, swinging.
Good pitch right there now.
No pressure on Reagan right here, Kenny, but she's counts two balls, two strikes with two outs. This could be the last pitch of the ball game right here, Kenny, coming from Jordan Kilsing.
Mm.
Ooh. Madison.
That's what you didn't want to do right there. Full count now. Jordan's got to bring it to her. You don't want to put this other base. That's a tie and run on base. You don't want to do that. Make her hit it.
Count three and two. Oh, Walker. Run the count to three balls, two strikes, and two outs.
Madison Whitted.
She Walker.
All right, you got Madison Whitted up.
Madison Whitted for the Lady Bears up to bat next.
She's batting third in the lineup. She's batted three times today. She struck out the first two times and Grant flew out to the second baseman the last time up. So
Lady Bear, Madison Whitted stepping in against Jordan Kilson from Tuscola. First pitch, high and outside. Ball one.
Jordan, they just settle down now. Just throw strikes.
Count now 1-0. Pitch coming. Low and outside for ball two. Madison Whitted ahead in the count right now. Two balls, no strikes with two outs. Jordan Kilson coming with the next pitch. Straight, strike one. Great pitch by Jordan right there.
Good pitch, yeah.
Count now, two balls, one strike with two outs. Runners on first and third. Score now, Tuscola 3, Pisgah 1. Pitch coming from Jordan. Foul tip for strike two. And I'm not going to say anything this time.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
I'm not going to jinx it. Madison Whitted right now with a count from Pisgah. Two balls, two strikes with two outs against Jordan Kilson from Tuscola. Next pitch coming.
Oh, strike three. Ball game.
Ball game. Big win for the Tuscola Mountaineers. Big win. Starting the season off 3-0. Great win right there.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Man, I tell you what, Kenny, that was something else right there.
That was as good a ball game as you'll ever see right there. I'll tell you what now.
So, you know, I think, Kenny, we're both in agreement that I think the player of the game should be Melody Hannah.
Well, the thing is, you know, this is the second game in a row, extra innings, that we've broadcast, and Melo knocked in the winning run, the go-ahead run, in the top of the inning. She knocked in the go-ahead run both games. I mean, you could give Jordan Kielsen two player of the games in a row, but because, I mean, she had 14 teeth. She had, what I've got, 14 strikeouts today. So, I mean, that's awesome against the Pisgah team. That's absolutely awesome. And she was player of the game last game, the game she pitched against the Inca. But like I said, you know, Melody Hannah's knocked in the go-ahead run both games, put the Mountaineers ahead. So we're going to give her the player of the game today.
We're going to let Melo step in here right now for a second and talk to her. And Melo, senior year, you come to Canton, you beat Pisgah on their home turf. Great win. Good job.
Thank you.
Big hit right there to bring in all those runs to go ahead up 3-0. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Have you made your decision next year for school?
I have.
And where are you going?
North Greenville.
North Greenville. I tell you what, the Crusaders are going to be getting a big time player in Melody Hannah. What can you say about the game? I mean, I know it was so fast paced. I seen you get knocked down out there a minute ago.
Yeah, I did.
Second, but as you've always done, you've always brushed yourself off and got back up. So, great win, Melo.
Thank you.
And we'll see them on our home turf in a few weeks, and let's get that W.
I can't wait.
Can't wait. Good job, Melody.
Thank you.
That was Melody Hannah, ladies and gentlemen. Player of the game for Tuscola. I'll go ahead and give an update. The baseball team won today, too. They won 4-1 over North Henderson. So baseball team's 3-0 as well. Like I said, Tuscola is starting off great this season. Our softball team, the girls are starting to roll. Between Jordan Kielsen and Melody Hannah's pitching, we're starting to roll. We're going to step into some more conference games here pretty soon. Our next broadcast will be Thursday night against Franklin at home. At 7 o'clock, we look forward to having you all join us again. And you've been listening to the Tuscola Sports Radio with the Tuscola Mountaineers girls coming up with a huge win at Pisgah on the river, 3-1. Thank you for listening. For myself and Kenny, thank you for listening, and join us again Thursday night at 7.
Thursday night at 7 at home, and everybody tune in. It'll be our first broadcast of the Tuscola baseball, and we're looking forward to that. So enjoyed it, Branson, and we'll see you Thursday.
See you Thursday.